This is WNYC. I'm Isaac Davey Aronson. Think hot chocolate means a packet of Swiss Miss? Think again.
Banana peel hot chocolate, milk hot chocolate, caramel hot chocolate, Tagarashi caramel hot chocolate, which is Japanese pepper, very spicy caramel, bourbon hot chocolate, vanilla bean hot chocolate, which I consider the sort of cool cat of all of our hot chocolates. It's like Cary Grant in The Catch a Thief. It's soft, it's suave, it's killer.
That city bakery owner, Maury Rubin, listing just a few of the 30 flavors he's created for the annual City Bakery Hot Chocolate Festival. There are only two more days left for the festival, so WNYC's Amy Eddings headed to City Bakery, where she spoke with Rubin about what makes his hot chocolate one of a kind. Here's this week's segment of Last Chance Foods.
Describe for me the setup we have here. How do you keep your chocolate hot?
We make the hot chocolate in the kitchen and bring it out and basically put it in serving warmers, which I think most people would recognize as sort of soup tureens. If you look at what's happening around the tureen here, in fact, that is the start down the road to fudge. There's enough chocolate in here that it's gonna collect on the side. The heat is going to attract it. It's going to stick. There's an ulterior motive here because that chocolate is reducing, and the flavor is becoming more intense. And throughout the day, this hot chocolate is actually, it's a little bit like a self-basting turkey. It's basically, it's making itself more and more intense as it sits. So every now and then, I'm going to come out here and I'm going to scrape this back into the mix.
Do you have to keep it at a certain temperature? Because I know when I work with chocolate, if you work with sugar long enough or keep sugar heated long enough, it starts to change. It starts to crystallize. What keeps it from becoming fudge?
Well, it's a quiet irony to the notion of hot chocolate that the better the chocolate you work with, the greater the percentage of chocolate in the total drink, the less hot you want it to be. Because that chocolate needs to come through, that flavor.
I love your story because you were originally in media. You were a television producer with Howard Cosell. You went to France. Serendipitously, you took a pastry class, changed your life. So you were classically trained in French, in the French pastry tradition. Why hot chocolate? Where did that come into play?
When I came back to New York from Paris, I knew two things. I wanted to bake. And I wanted a bakery that was very American. And everything about City Bakery has always been infused with my sense of what is American. There's a rightful library of classic American comfort foods. And hot chocolate's on that list. I think macaroni and cheese is on that list.
Why February for your hot chocolate festival?
Well, early on, in the beginning of City Bakery, it was very simple. February was a really quiet month. February is now our second busiest month of the year.
You started here 20 years ago. 20 years later, how have you changed?
Oh, my knees are really tired.
And you're missing a gallbladder, I understand.
I gave up a gallbladder to hot chocolate and pretzel croissant, and that feels okay in the scheme of things. That feels like
small price to pay.
It feels like an okay price to pay. It really does.
I didn't say anything about your marshmallows, which are key to the hot chocolate, I think.
The thing to know about the marshmallows is that human beings can make marshmallows. And the marshmallows have always been a great revelation for people when they walk in to City Bakery, because I really think that people don't know that people can make marshmallows.
Well, it was a pleasure and an honor, and I love your hot chocolate and your stuff, and thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks,
has been
Amy.
Terrific.